Okay, good evening, everyone. We have a few songs that we want to sing here. Primarily this evening, because the God that Brother Solomon's talking about has called us to glorify Him, and He has called us to worship Him, and part of doing that is lifting up our voices in song and singing the hymns. And the songs of Zion, we enjoy singing. The songs of Zion are very precious to me. I was thinking this evening that the God that Brother Solomon is talking about is a God who is speaking. He is a speaking God. He is a God who has chosen to speak to His creation. And the scripture says in Hebrews chapter 1, that God, who in times past spoke to His people through prophets and in diverse manners, has spoken to us in these last times through His Son. God is still speaking. The Spirit of God is still quickening the words of Jesus Christ to people. And there are many in here tonight who are here tonight because they've heard the Word of God. God has spoken to their hearts. And when Jesus was here over 2,000 years ago, He often said these words. He said, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." And tonight, that's still those words still ring down through us to us. Jesus is still speaking to those who have ears to hear. Those who are of a broken and contrite heart will hear the Word of God. And because God has chosen to inhabit the praises of His people, and He speaks to us in that way, but God has chosen to speak to us through the preaching of His Word. And God has chosen in times past, He has chosen a very diverse group of vessels to use. And this week it's been Brother Carl. But you see that the significance is not the vessel. The significance is that God speaks. That God speaks to humanity. And God is speaking to us. And so that's the burden of our heart this evening. That all of us together might hear the word of the Lord as He speaks to us. So God bless you as we sing here.
Lord, when the great meeting ends. Just over yonder, beyond the river, there is a city of pure delight, where many loved ones are congregating, with palms of victory and robes of white. Just over yonder,
amen. I thought of that song there. I don't know if Dad thought of it or not there, but we used to sing that song in the singings for years and years and years. I remember singing that and enjoying it, but I wasn't prepared to go. That just over yonder, it was just words that we were saying. Just over yonder, we'll soon be going to see the Savior upon his throne and hear a welcome ring out through heaven, a weary pilgrim welcome home. And I thought, I feel like in this group of people, I'm sure there's someone that's not prepared. Will you hear that welcome? Are you prepared to meet him? And we all like no disappointments. We don't like loneliness. We don't like crying, and we don't like dying. All of those things will not be in heaven. Those things are absent from heaven. So if you don't want any of those things, especially in eternity, then prepare today. Prepare today. The next song we're going to sing is called Music of Heaven. And we all like good music, good music of heaven. And I never thought about this till just right now. I don't think there's going to be any music in hell. I don't think there will be. There's only music in heaven. That's one of the contrasts of them two eternal destinies, is one is a joyful and happy place, and the other one is a sad and lost place, eternally separated from God. So as we think of the music of heaven, is sweeter in measure and purer in every strain. And the third verse, the music of heaven, no mortal can sing it save he who attunes his poor soul. We must attune our soul to God. So let's worship as we sing this song and encourage you to prepare to meet the Lord if you're not ready tonight.
The music of heaven is sweeter in measure and purer in every strain than the music of earth, though it fills us with pleasure as it thrills over and rolls over valley and plain. Oh, music of heaven. and so sweet. Oh, music of heaven, so rich and so sweet. Oh, joy that it brings us so full and complete. Oh, joy that it brings us so full and complete. The music of heaven is grander in rhyming than any that mortal e'er tuned. And the mansions of glory forever are chiming with the song that arise to the Savior enthroned. Oh, music of heaven, so rich and so sweet. Oh, music of heaven, so rich and so sweet. Oh, joy that it brings us so full and complete. Oh, joy that it brings us so full and complete. The music of heaven, no mortal can sing it, save me who attunes it for soul. At the sound of the Father to swell and to ring it, with the angels to make it through paradise road. Oh, music of heaven, so rich and so sweet. Oh, music of heaven, so rich and so sweet. Oh, joy that it brings us so full and complete. Oh, joy that it brings us so full and complete.
Okay, I think that's it. We'll make place for our brother, Carl, I think. Or I think that's right. Sally, is that right?